It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains. And it shall be lifted up above the hills, and peoples shall flow to it. And many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall decide disputes for strong nations far away. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his own vine and under his own fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. Micah 4:1-4. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it's written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Matthew 2:1-12.
The promise of the nations being drawn from all corners of the earth is a story of redemption that continues to advance through history, even to present day. God's plan through all of time has been to redeem what was lost so long ago. Adam lost dominion over the world to the devil. Since that time, God has been working out his plan of redemption in order to undo sin's devastation. Herod sought to destroy the establishment of Jesus' kingdom. In an effort to prevent their return home, Herod misled the wise men by requesting a report so that he might worship Jesus as well. But God's plan had already been set in motion. Even Herod the Great, the most powerful man in Judea, was impotent to frustrate the plan of God. When God speaks forth a proclamation, nothing and no one can stop its advancement. The sovereignty of God is matchless. Because of King Jesus, no scheme devised against God will prevail. Jesus has perfectly accomplished all that was set forth for him by the Father. Questions to consider. Is it possible to change God's plans? How did Herod feel about the newly born King of the Jews? How can we continue to spread the good news of Jesus' birth?
This has been Behold Your King, written by the Ezra Institute of Contemporary Christianity, read by Dallas Block, with scripture reading by Dan Niles, produced by Rock Solid Refuge.